From NPR News in Washington, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. U.S. forces carried out more raids in Iraq today, looking for anti-American guerrillas around Saddam Hussein's hometown, Tikrit. In Baghdad, the slum known as Sadr City remains tense. In the past week, a suicide bombing killed 9 Iraqis in the district, and 2 American soldiers were killed there, apparently lured into an ambush. Also, thousands of Sadr City residents demonstrated against the U.S.-led occupation. NPR's Guy Raz has been following events in Sadr City and throughout Iraq and joins us now. Guy, why has there been so much tension in Sadr City?
Well, John, as you mentioned, there were 2 incidents this week, one which was the suicide bombing at a police station in Sadr City, and the second was an ambush on U.S. forces also in that part of Baghdad. Now, earlier today, members of a movement who are quite prominent in Sadr City, a movement known as Hausa, which is a Shiite Muslim movement, members of that movement took over the city council, the city hall of Sadr City. They do not recognize the U.S.-appointed Iraqi governing council. And in some ways, they've set up a parallel government. They have basically proclaimed themselves as the government. Now, Baghdad City Council has issued a statement today calling on the followers of the movement to withdraw from the city council. It's still not clear what's going to happen. It's still not clear if U.S. forces will be involved in removing or forcibly evicting them from that area.
Tell us more about Muqtada al-Sadr and his movement. How big is it? What does it stand for?
Well, John, the movement claims to have about 2 million backers, followers in Iraq. This is a Shiite Islamic movement run by Muqtada al-Sadr. His father founded this movement. He was assassinated in 1999, and it's thought he was killed by Saddam Hussein, members of Saddam Hussein's security apparatus. You could say the movement is a radical movement. It supports an establishment of a constitution based on Sharia law or Islamic law. And it's a movement which very much has been, in some ways, a thorn in the side of U.S. officials here. They've been watching this movement for several months. They suspect that the movement is affiliated with Iran in some ways. It is a potentially explosive movement with so many followers who simply want the U.S. out of the country.
But so far, the U.S. hasn't taken any action against the movement.
It's very difficult to take action against the movement. I mean, it is led by very young religious clerics who hold sway over so many people in the country. And it's a very, very sensitive issue. It's very, very difficult to go in to raid offices of this movement. They have been accused of inciting violence. But for now, there has been no action taken against them.
Mm-hmm. There's news of more raids today around Tikrit. Do you have the sense that these raids are having any effect, that the U.S. is making any inroads against Iraqis who are resisting the occupation?
I mean, in many ways, yes. I mean, these raids often result in large fines, weapons, ammunition, surface-to-air missiles. But at the same time, attacks against U.S. forces are ongoing. They're consistent and they're steady. I mean, I can offer you one small example, which is in the past 24 hours alone, there have been 28 separate attacks on coalition forces in the country. Now, there were about 11 injuries in those attacks, none of them serious, but I think it really illustrates the main problem for U.S. forces here. They are very vulnerable, and so in many ways, it's difficult to say whether these raids are having an impact on halting these attacks or slowing them down at least.
Mm-hmm. The Bush administration has accused the press of focusing on the bad news in Iraq, and I dare say that what we've been talking about so far today is not good news. Do you have any good news to report from Iraq today?
There is good news, John. I mean, power has been restored in about 65 to 70% of the country. There's a thriving free press that's given expression. But I think really the problem is that the bad news tends to obscure the good news, particularly because so many deaths are involved. I mean, we're talking about between 3 and 6 U.S. soldiers killed every week in this country. And we're now approaching the magic number of 100 U.S. soldiers killed by hostile fire since May 1st, when the White House declared the end of major hostilities. I think in some ways the news that's coming out of this country is very much a reflection of what is happening on the ground.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thanks, John.